Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to What Is the Message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the first Sunday of Lent, Year B. First reading will be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 to 15. Our psalm for this Sunday, Psalm 25. Second reading will be taken from the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 3, verses 18 to 22. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 12 to 15. The theme of our reflection is tempted but not harmed. We commenced on Ash Wednesday, the 40-day spiritual and ascetic season, in preparation for the commemoration of the Lord's liberating sacrifices of mercy and redemption. It has been, from the 4th century, a period for more intense prayer, a moment for soul searching and reconciliation, a time for self-denial through fasting and abstinence, and a time to share our blessings with our brothers and sisters. Saint Peter reminds us in today's second reading that our Lord Jesus has shared his own life-giving and redeeming battles as a template for this season. And so, we will, in this season, battle against those voices and spirits that do not lead us to God. And we will be required to renew from a good conscience our commitment to the Lord's works of mercy and love. However, we are sure of winning our battles in life because our Lord Jesus, ushered into the desert by the Holy Spirit after his baptism at the River Jordan, battled and conquered the opposing and troubling voices of Satan, the supernatural head of the forces of the underworld. Hence, our Lord Jesus overturned the victory of Satan in the Garden of Eden and opened the doors of sacraments that lead to God and made available the graces needed for our own victories. And so, my brothers, my sisters, having been made one in Christ Jesus in baptism and confirmed as his sons and daughters, our challenges and battles today are God's battles, are God's worries. And he will deliver us from those years of temptations, years of sins, and years of pains. In other words, in the fullness of time, the Lord will send his angels to minister to us and to console us. He will send his angels to comfort us. He will send his angels to help us overcome our worries and our troubles in life. While we wait for God's intervention, we must spend our days or years of challenges not in lamentation, but in rediscovering who we are and where we are with God. The Lord himself will reveal truths about the state of our being during our moments of trials. The Lord will surely reveal himself when we spend some time with him. The symbol of the rainbow in today's first reading reminds us that the Lord will never give up on us. Hence, he will help us to identify our battles, our obstacles, and show us the path that leads to true life and happiness. Thus, my brother, my sister, our Lord has established a new path for our redemption, and he will not rest until we are with him. And so, We believe that in Christ Jesus, we will overcome our temptations and win our battles in life. The enemy will not harm us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.